Watch Sithis. He does so. His Achaelian mother has ordered it, so Sithis Nemitar, scion of the Iron Rock, stares from the window of their coral manor out into the open abyss. He's not sure he wants to. The Nemitar family's stronghold stands towards the edge of Priom City, overlooking the kelp fields where the Nemarti labor. As a result, he has an unobscured view of the wild Alopexes tearing through the half-souled thralls just beyond the walls. Sithis' keen eyes, attuned to the ocean's lightless bloom, can pick out whether water is being darkened by gore jetting from broken bodies. I thought... Sithis pauses as his mother glances at him. He's not really paying attention to the Nemarti, and he knows that their suffering is not the point. Sithis cares only for the Alopexes. Something in their bewitching, single-minded frenzy speaks to him. As a band of Achaelians led by an Imbalor priest move to corral the beasts, he swallows, searching for words. You thought they were our creatures, his mother finishes. Then she does something so unexpected, it will stay with him even over centuries of blood and brine. His mother kneels and rests a hand on his shoulder. Instantly, the Idoneth child wants to recoil, but she does not relent, and so neither shall he. They are our creatures only so long as our will remains paramount, his mother says. Sithis listens, even as he watches the Imbaler's arm being ripped away in a sudden, snapping flurry. Falter, and they become predators like any other. Remember that. In their hearts, they are only predators. Sithis opens his eyes, and he grimaces. He grimaces often now. It's been that way since a Cainite murder maiden carved off half his face at Hagnar. This campaign, along Akshi's Charwind Coast, in which they now fight alongside that bloodthirsty order to silence townships once bound to Anvilgard, has not improved his mood. But High King Volturnos has commanded it, and so his strong right hand will see it done. Huntmaster Nemitar had still been recovering from a blow dealt by Marathi herself when the alliance had been struck. He would, unsurprisingly therefore, have argued against joining with the Murder God's daughters. Yet the Idoneth played their part in the fall of Anvilgard, and when the God King's hammer descends, it may strike against them too. To ensure that no word of their treachery, call it what it is, all things considered, reaches Azir, he will go to any length. They have slaughtered 4 Sigmarite settlements now to that end. This is the 5th. Seated atop his Deepmare steed, Nemitar watches the last defenders try to rally. The human soldiers can barely move amidst the crashing ether sea, while the elves are as packs of maddened Fangmoras. The daughters take their time to purge every street, screaming war oaths around their vile cauldron. The statue atop that wheeled altar has already been subtly altered, its features made more reminiscent of the reborn Marathi Cain. Nemitar sees it. He wonders if the Cainites do. His own blood serf Hunt at least fights with customary efficiency. The death they deal is quick, if not clean, for the Alopexes that his elite Achaelians ride are always kept ravenous. But Nemitar knows that it is not cruelty that motivates his bound beasts. They hunt because they know nothing else, and in them, he sees kindred spirits. The Huntmaster nods as a shoal of Alopex riders passes, before dismounting and dropping to the slick flagstones of the town square. With a near subvocal murmur, Nemitar bids his deep mare slay as it wishes. His last mount was killed in the vaults of Marathi's citadel, but he knows this creature will return when he summons it. There has yet to be a beast he cannot break. He marches through the water and gore pooling at his feet towards the town's conclave chamber. The cool, echoing darkness is a welcome reprieve from the clamor outside, but that is not why he has come. The sweet aroma given off by Charwin Flora burning in nearby braziers is near overpowering, but he remains focused on the figure at the heart of the chamber. Pristine, white robes sway over glittering armor and a sunmetal blade. The elf remains perfectly poised as he watches Nemitar enter, head inclining in a nod. Huntmaster, you know me. We fought the demons together at Tor Glimris, the Lumineth Blademaster replies. Disdain threatens to overwhelm Nemitar's cool demeanor. That such alliances between the mage god's estranged children do occur does not mean that he likes to acknowledge it. You knew I was here? The Lumineth continues. The Soul Scryers confided their suspicions in me as we approached. Kin should deal with kin, and you have no room to chide. We know your kind's game, inveigling yourself with these Vilith and tugging at their puppet strings while wearing the mask of the advisor. So classically Idoneth's statement. Blind to all nuance outside your own desperate selfishness. Unity has its uses, or at least it did until you shattered those bonds. What do you think will happen now our enemies seize civilization's defenders at each other's throats? Do you think the Dark Powers will spare you more than the Thunderer will? Or is your plan to hide, as always, and position Marathi's zealots in the Onslaught's path before they do the same to you? Nemitar does not acknowledge such lecturing. He draws his falchion, raising it in quick salute. The Lumineth responds, and the two elves hurl themselves at one another. What follows is not a drawn-out affair. The Lumineth is swift, and his greatsword opens a score of wounds across the Idoneth's pale flesh. But Nemitar's soul is that of the predator. Rip, tear, feast. Seeing the most minute of openings, Nemitar breaks the exchange of blades to lash out. The Lumineth staggers as his sword clatters to the ground, severed hands still gripping the handle. Dropping to his knees, he readies himself and gives the nod. Nemitar's sword raises.
Stop!
And despite everything, Nemitar does so. Wrathful humor surges once more as he turns to face the intruder. Nyrithia, his counterpart in the Kainite Coven, strides into the chamber alongside her entourage as if she were the Shadow Queen herself. Blood coats her body and drips from her knives in bright crimson trails. Smirking, Nyrithia shakes her head before glancing at the Lumineth.
Temper, Nemitar. Remember our terms. We're permitted to choose the finest sacrifice for Marathi Kane. And right now, that is this shining sun.
She almost spits at the mutilated elf, features creasing in viperous glee. Before he realizes it, Nemitar's grip tightens around his falchion.
His soul. Careful.
Nyrithia turns, whipcord fast, Saiyan Saw blade leveled. Her taunting cadence does not match the murder dancing in her eyes. For a moment, Nemitar wants to release the shameful fury whirling within, to cleave and rend until the chill of the ocean depths suffuses him once more. The Hag Queen continues nonetheless.
Think, Huntmaster, if we fight, our warriors fight. If our warriors fight, our people fight. And if they fight, the goddess and your High King fight again. Those were not Volturnus orders now, were they?
They were not.
Good.
Nyrithia nods as the tension slowly drains, her entourage hauling the Lumineth out towards the waiting altars.
Had we fallen out, I would hate to ruin the other half of that handsome face.
She laughs, just as she did while slicing into him at Hagnar. For a moment, their gazes lock, and Nemitar cannot help but think of the empty black eyes of a wild Alapex. Then, Nyrithia looks away, and all he has are memories of blood in the water and a mother's warning.
Come, Huntmaster. We have four more settlements to attend to, and I feel we are finally starting to understand one another.